J. Paul Barnett is a one-of-a-kind musician. He plays only one piece of music, and while other orchestra members dress up, he wears a t-shirt that reads 1812 Concussion Section. His instrument is the muzzle-loading cannon. Roy Furchgott prepared this report.
Outdoor concert fans around D.C. are familiar with the murmur of the National Symphony Orchestra warming up. But few of them will hear guest musician J. Paul Barnett warming up. Barnett is probably the nation's, and maybe the world's, leading expert in the canon section of Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture. Barnett took an interest in antique artillery and turned it into a 35-year career in music. Barnett would seem an unlikely candidate for some of the world's leading orchestras.
After college, I was a state trooper for a while and a draftee and a high school English teacher and some other things, and this was a hobby.
Although Barnett, now 68, was a jazz drummer in his youth, it was his hobby, restoring and manufacturing antique cannons, that led him to the orchestra pit. In 1967, the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra called Barnett, needing a canon expert for an authentic rendition of the 1812 Overture.
We went down there, muddled through that, and then I had a chance to get home and find out what the composer had intended, and when it's done in accordance with the original plan, it's a nice piece of music.
Barnett is an odd candidate as a musician, the 1812 is an equally odd choice for 4th of July music. It has nothing to do with American history. It commemorates the Russians' trouncing of Napoleon. For decades, the piece had essentially been ignored. The overture became a 4th of July standard in 1974. The Boston Pops tried a high-energy program featuring the overture, with cannons, to revive declining attendance. It worked, and word spread. Orchestras nationwide soon adopted it. By 1990, even Russia was ready to revive it.
They called us and asked if we'd be interested in participating in a show in downtown Leningrad with the guns fired, right? And I said, yeah, I guess. And we went there and did it.
Barnett's cannons are called Lyle guns, which he hauls from show to show in an old green pickup. Lyle guns are muzzle loaders that fire black powder, like the cannons of 1812, but minus the cannonball. At 170 pounds each, they are light and portable, especially compared to the replica cannons that Barnett makes in his South Bend, Indiana shop. Some of those weigh more than 2,000 pounds.
Lyle guns were developed in 1878 by Lieutenant David Lyle for projecting lifelines to distressed ships. And by 1879, Lyle guns were standard rescue equipment, and they were in use for about three-quarters of a century.
Before each performance, the guns have to be carefully placed for optimum effect and safety. Too close, the boom blows past the audience. Too far, the audience won't feel the thump of the concussion. He wires the cannons to a homemade switch box on a card table to the side of the audience, halfway between the orchestra and the guns. From there, Barnett auditions four different cannon blasts for the conductor and manager to choose from.
Four shots, light, and then progressively heavier.
Barnett predicts they will pick the loudest. He says orchestras always do. By 1 o'clock, setup is done. Barnett will spend the next 7 hours fretting. Even though the production at this outdoor stage in suburban Virginia is comparatively modest, Barnett periodically paces the 200 feet from the switch box to the cannons and back again.
Just to check for the dozenth time or whatever. You check everything and then recheck it.
Barnett's attention to detail has won the hearts of fellow musicians like Tony Ames, principal percussionist for the National Symphony Orchestra. To Ames, Barnett's presence is critical.
Oh, we must have the cannons, because it's to evoke the incredible drama of the Russian army defeating Napoleon with the guns, the real guns.
The overture starts with a very plaintive Russian hymn, God Preserve Thy People, moves back through a couple of big turbulent scenes, then comes back to the children's chorus, then goes to the Battle of Borodino. The Battle of Borodino is what broke the back of the 1812 invasion. And that's the part that's represented by the French national anthem.
As the horns sound the Marseillaise, Barnett leans towards the switchbox, his back to the orchestra. He is the only musician tonight who doesn't take his cue from the conductor. As the music builds, he arms cannons 1 through 5. 2 red lights blink on, warning bystanders. And then... the rest goes like clockwork. The French retreat, Moscow burns, church bells ring. There's the famous chase music, the final 11 triumphant cannon shots, and applause, applause. Barnett himself is less than triumphant, more like relieved. He heaves a heavy sigh and sips from a Colt 45 malt liquor at his table. Now he can relax, briefly. This 4th of July, he plays in Midland, Michigan. And with 5 more performances in 5 more cities, his season isn't over yet. Not by a long shot. For NPR News, I'm Roy Furchgott in Vienna, Virginia.